Oh man, window is a must.
I don't even look out the window no more.
Me neither. I don't look out the window, but I need that window.
Actually, it kind of freaks me out every time we take off.
That what we're doing?
When I look outside,
yeah,
and you see how big that plane is, especially if it's the bigger the plane, the more the thought is. You're just like, when you walk down, you're like, man, this thing should not be able to. I remember when I worked at Boeing.
How are we doing this?
We went to the big factory in Everett where they work, like the 777s and the 787s, the 747. Man, the engine is like three times you. And it's just like.
How are we up here in
the sky? It's so heavy.
This heavy
and
stuff.
And I get it. Like, I get it. Lift and velocity. Trust me. It's a flying cigar tube.
It's crazy.
And the things are thin. The alloy is thin. It's got to be light to fly.
It's
freaky, man.
Every flight that I'm on, when I look out that window and see us lift off, I just be like, man.
I go away from it.
At any moment.
I go away from it. Because you're just like. And the thing is, how quick the stuff gets small.
Oh, my God.
It's like when cities just look like square. Like, they're like you could see.
Grids. Looking at grids.
I'm out. And in the car, it starts looking like you're playing The Sims.
Oh, man.
And then you just can't see anything.
Yeah.
Then you wake up and you're above the clouds. You're like, I'm just like, oh, my God.
I think about it every flight.
Every time.
Every flight.
Every time I'm like, we're going to die.
It's never been a flight.
Helicopter, I would buy it. It's small. It's got the one thing. It's light. I get it. And it goes up straight. Like, you can see, oh, the wind's generating. It's pushing down.
Right.
Helicopter, when I flew in that, it doesn't bother me.
Uh-huh.
But plane.
I actually hate the helicopter more. It just feels like it's going to break.
I've never been in one.
You haven't?
No, I've never been in a helicopter.
We were in Hawaii. We did the Jurassic Park, the flyover thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is it scary?
No.
Okay.
It's just like, man, this is beautiful. But Melissa said after Kobe, she's like, we're never doing.
Oh, Kobe.
Yeah, it had doors.
Oh, no. You did the one with no. You did the Vietnam joint?
It's the Good Morning Vietnam. Yo, were you crazy, wild. Cam?
Was your arm hanging out?
Were you strapped in?
I wasn't even strapped in. My mom.
What? Cam!
Yo, you was in
they
Vietnam.
They should have called the people.
Wow.
There's no reason you should be in a helicopter with no doors with nothing. You should be locked in to the harness.
Seal me in.
Nah, Cam.
I can't be in there raw like that.
Lord, that's terrible.
That's the Vietnam extraction.
That's that one song of Vietnam. My favorite part of movie. Long time to do that way. They always get to the landing zone.
Always.
All right, tuck in, drop your gear here, man. This is Private Gutierrez, man. He's gonna show you around. Grab some chow over there, man. We're gonna head off. It's always chaos on the land.
Always.
When they get to the camp. Yeah, man, grab you some chow, mate. That's Lieutenant Dan. Make sure to keep dry socks.
Lieutenant Dan.
I'd be like, man, y'all don't even have no warm-up to the Vietnam.
None of it.
They straight to the...
Balls to the wall in, man.
Drop your duffel bag.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
They're always like...
Boom, down. War. Huh. Yeah. We out here in the thick of it, baby. We in the thick of it now, baby.
Oh, my God. All right. Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast with Kev on stage and...
Tony Baker.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm in there now.
We're doing this podcast because we're friends and we wanted to do a podcast together.
Yeah.
And because you're at work, likely, and you don't want to. All right? Turn that report in later. They ain't going to fire you.
They quit your job.
Quit your job. As long as you don't quit our Patreon. Kev on stage, Patreon. Tony has Patreon, too.
Get the money. Get the money how you get it. Baby.
This podcast is just a reason for us to talk about movies. We disguise it with other topics. Today is no disguise. Top 10 black comedies of all time.
Woo.
This is tough. All right? We got to narrow. We might have to argue on this one, Tone.
Okay.
We might have to argue because we got to get the strongest list present to other cultures.
Okay.
Because
we're not doing it personal.
No, we go together.
Okay.
But we got to, if you feel like, Kev, this is weak, put this on.
Oh, gotcha.
We got to present it to the other cultures.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Go, the white people, they're going to present their top 10.
Yeah.
We are the delegation for the blacks.
For the blacks.
Of the top 10 comedies, we're stacking up against Latino comedies, Asian comedies.
Sure, let's get it.
All right. Who went first last time?
I did. So you kick it off.
First.
Kick it off.
I'm going to go.
I already know what you're going.
You know
with.
What I'm going with. I'm
this,
still going to
be one of two.
Coming to America.
I knew.
And you can know.
I knew.
It's okay to know.
Yeah, man.
Seahawks should have known.
This is it.
Marshawn Lynch is going to run. The Patriots, who cares if you know? You still got to tackle them.
You still got to do it.
Run it four times, man.
This is the quintessential.
You know Michael Jordan's getting the shot. They still passing it to him.
They still going to pass to him.
Who cares?
Coming to America is that move.
That movie, comedy-wise.
It's a perfect comedy.
The only problem I have with this movie, and it's not the comedy, the last 15 to 20,
You fade out?
By the last thing I remember laughing at and enjoying is the train. If you're really a prince, I'll marry you.
Yeah.
After that. Start it over. I have no, and a lot of comedies fail in the last.
Most comedies phase
the third
out.
Third act
the end.
Resolution.
Yeah,
they don't have it no more. Yeah, we up to the fun and games. Yeah. Act two, they're great.
Right,
the wrapping it up, they be like.
It's hard,
it's
man.
It's hard.
It's hard rapping.
Judd Apatow does a hard turn. He always goes for the heartstrings for like another 45 minutes, which works sometimes, doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Or what I think happens, there's just not enough time. Like, people want to wrap it up quickly.
Yeah.
Or there wasn't enough story to hold, to make a worthy wrap-up in the third act.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but all that being said.
I'm trying to think of what happens in the last 15 minutes.
So that's when Imani is like, he's basically chasing her. He's trying to get back with her.
Okay.
Because on the train ride, he's trying to get to her house, and she's like, "No, I don't want to be with you." It's like that. And then they get married, and they got the wedding scene.
When did they have the issue at the McDowell house? Is that in the last 15 minutes?
That I believe is probably the last 25. I think before the. That's the blow up when she finds out who he really is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
Because his parents show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think
that moment, you feel like ran out of steam. I gotta look at Coming to America.
Well, the thing
is,
no joke. After that train scene, I haven't watched the rest of the movie in a long time.
Really?
I really
about
turned
this
it
last because
I just
minutes.
Was after a couple of times. I was like, man, I don't really like nothing else that happens, and I really like everything that happens up until that point.
Of course.
So, but anyway,
but still,
I'm not harping on Coming to America. Yeah. I feel like it's a flawless addition to black cinema. It's got a great story. For me, like, simple story. It ain't
the story
really
is simple. The characters are super likable.
Yes.
It's mad likable characters.
The quotables
are off the chain.
It's
perfect.
That might be my, like, gun to my head. You have to quote the most of any movie in the world.
Yeah.
Probably, like, that. The barbershop sequences.
Yeah.
Randy Watson.
Ryan Mazian. Every time we bring up Ryan Mazian.
So funny, man.
The movie I'm picking is probably going to go toe-to-toe on quotables.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
My first pick. Toe-to-toe.
What is it?
Friday.
I
damn near the whole movie is quotable. Friday has to be on this
but
list.
But Friday nails the resolution.
It does. The resolution is fire in Friday.
Friday nails it because, you know, you got the money stuff.
Yeah.
But Craig and Debo has been building.
That's a great ending to it. I remember when I first saw Friday, I was at a movie theater in Amarillo, Texas, because it wasn't playing in Clovis. I was in Clovis, New Mexico at the time, so we went to Amarillo. And when that scene came up, he pulled the gun.
Yeah.
And he shot it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this movie just took a turn.
Dark turn.
We just got hood real quick. And this is at the time when hood movies was thick.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I was just like, oh, we had to have this.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn. Right. And then to switch it, it was just him imagining that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. And then the fight was exciting.
Oh, it was great.
I was like, oh, they mixed
and
it up.
And the Pop's lesson.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Yes.
Here's the thing where I think Coming to America, I do agree on quotables.
Yeah.
But the set pieces in Coming to America was just like, man, the whole all the barbershop scenes, Eddie and Arsenio, and even Clyde, the other black dude, was just like, he reminded me of the other dude in Harlem Nights who just shot the gun, the other barber.
Oh, yeah.
Who
wasn't
Eddie or Arsenio. He was funny. But Randy Watson, I remember being like, the first time I saw that, I was like, man, this is just I was like, "Play so beautiful, don't you agree?" Like, I was just like,
"It's just, the dude it's hot." Give him a sense, a prop.
And I like, even when in that song, when they go to the other people,
yeah,
and Randy's quiet, it's still funny. Yeah. What he's saying on the low end, make him easier. The way he was doing it, the way he dropped the mic, it was like,
yeah, it was so
dramatic,
random.
And
dog,
there's so much happening in that scene. The dude put the chicken bone in
there. The chicken in there. Was,
why would that be the trash? I thought that was a trash.
And them playing multiple characters was so seamless.
Oh my God,
Arsenio and Eddie, it was so seamless.
And I loved that at that time in my life. It was Martin was doing all, like, for me. I didn't watch Coming to America when it first came out.
Oh, okay.
I watched it on the like later.
So hold on. When did you first see Coming to America?
Funny thing about it, Tony, I don't remember not seeing it.
Okay.
I just know it came out with 88 or
88.
I know we didn't go to the theaters and watch it.
Okay. So we saw it on video.
Definitely. I mean, at that time, that was going to theaters was not.
Yeah.
We didn't go all the time.
Oh, that was secular.
Yeah.
Movie seats.
For sure.
We're not going to put our butts in these dirty secular seats.
We're going to just watch the exact movie.
Jesus wouldn't be here. We're not going to be there either.
Watch the same movie at home, though. And it's totally fine. Did I ever tell you what ended up happening? Why my family believed that? My pastor said it was a sin. Just my personal pastor.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a sin for all Christians. When I was older, I asked my grandma why. She was like, "Oh yeah, his son was having sex in movie theaters." And I was like, So we all that became
that's
a
all
sin. Because we was on I just wanted to watch The Lion King and stuff. Like I don't want to watch sex movies.
Right.
I was like, everything are movies inherently
all
bad?
All of them.
Yeah.
People be having the sex theater. In seats you sitting in. Watching your Lion King.
And then I went and had sex in movie theater in 10th grade.
See, it all comes back full
prophecy.
Circle.
He was trying to stop that. But no, I think even when Akeem was talking about the football game, they kicked an oblong ball through a giant H. It was most exhilarating. Like, duh. And Sam Jackson was in there already old.
He was already old.
Man,
no nonsense.
Bruh.
Old from jump.
You diseased rhinoceros pizzle.
Pizzle? I wanted to be the landlord so bad. That's the character I want to play.
Frankie Faison.
Man, I wanted that role.
Tone, you would have been perfect.
Man,
they
don't pull that falling down the stairs crap on me. Your wrist do.
Your wrist do, mother.
I felt that in my soul because if you owe me rent and I see you falling down the stairs, I'm not going to show no compassion. I'm like, your rent's due. Don't pull that falling down the stairs shit on me.
Him. He was like, ugh.
He farted. He's like, eh. Like, man.
And I love when they traded apartments with him.
Oh, man.
It was like, this is really nice.
He was in there living it up, though. He was in the jacuzzi.
He had his arms
man.
Out.
When he dropped him off, you boys from Africa are used to that. Like, oh, dog.
Super racist now.
Super.
So it hurt us growing up in America with no concept of Africa for real. The movie did not help.
Oh, my God. When they had on all their wares outside in the community, that was so funny to me. They were just out there. They had the fur coats on, the necklaces on.
Like, the necklaces were big boxes of gold.
They were chilling out there. I was like, this is hilarious.
Oh, he had nothing but an ultra perm? What you want to do with this? Just make it nicer, D. That'd be $8.
Oh.
I mean, bruh.
Yeah. Those two movies right there are goated.
Other cultures are going to have a hard time. All right, number three. I'm going to jump out with Life.
I like Life.
I'm staying with Eddie Murphy.
I like
I'm
Life.
I'm really proud of Martin, man.
Mm-hmm.
Martin was the perfect. I'm sad they didn't do nothing else. Like
Together
yeah. after Just that.
Boomerang in Life.
But man, Martin was great. Eddie was in rare form in Life. Life is a more tragic, like, actual story.
Yeah.
The story they're telling
the story
is tragic.
Is super sad. But
and they
man,
nailed the resolution in Life, too.
They did.
But
the comedy in Life. That's Eddie Murphy's, to me, that's my second favorite Eddie Murphy movie.
Really?
It's Coming to America in Life.
Yes.
Life is number two. Life has slowly climbed up
me
the chart.
Too.
year after year.
For me too.
And every time I watch Life, I be dying like I've never seen it.
Dying like I never seen it. Holds up.
Yeah.
Just be, and partly because it's a period piece.
The ending is strong.
Great. Who said that?
When
said
they get done? Old, it gets even funnier to me.
Oh, they went to, and that, again, we said the third act is tough for comedy. Yeah. Martin Old with the toe in the...
Oh, my God. That little got a toe in the bottle,
man.
Right? And I love the fact that Martin was the straight man, the cranky man, all the way up. But then when they got old, Eddie's now cranky.
Yep.
And Martin was hilariously loose.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like,
Martin eating
this
that
is
pie
perfect.
Tone.
Man.
The pot was too hot.
That argument they have in the bedroom.
Tony,
man,
I was just about to say that.
That scene is perfect.
Oh.
I know it word for word, dog. He's like, what you looking at, Ray? Just what the fuck you looking at, Ray? I noticed you in
Please keep going, Tony.
You've been mighty, mighty friendly lately, man. What y'all want to be, a couple or something? What y'all got brewing? What I got brewing, Ray? What I got brewing, Ray? You tell me! I got an ass whooping brewing for you, Ray, if you don't quit fucking with me. He's just an old man and like to talk. That's all that is. That's all that is. Oh, he an old man like to talk. Well, I'm an old man. I like to talk, too. What you want to talk about, Ray? What you want to talk about, Ray? I'm going to talk about the plan you've been working on. I know you, Nick. I know you got something in your sleeve.
The way at his face.
Oh, my God. He was looking at it like... I know you, Nick. He was like, kiss my ass, Ray. Why don't you just go to sleep, man? I'm going to go to sleep. And then he was like, I hope you piss the bed with that weak-ass bladder. Yo, well, if I do, then I'm going to put the sheets on you. And you can see Martin crack. You can see him cracking that moment. He was like, I'm going to put the sheets on you. He was like, sleep tight, Nick. Cut the light off. That scene is perfect,
oh,
dog.
Oh, my God. I love the scene. I want to actually recreate this with you. We talked about doing this for the Ball Brother. When they try to get the whites only pie, and Martin's not assessing the situation.
No.
I know. I watched it back again. I'm like, Martin never looks around. Mm. He's like, I want the pie.
I want the pie. And Eddie, I got to do all this for some damn pie? Big Mitt. Ma'am, we want some pie. Get Billy, we want some pie.
He said, how you know my name?
It says on your shirt.
Oh, y'all boys can read so good. Did you see that sign?
Over there.
Colors.
The casting of that white woman was perfect.
Y'all
she,
boys can read so good. She was my Della Marge Marge.
How come you ain't read that sign over there? Like, whites only. Okay. We're going to take a turn these whites only pies into nigger pies. How about I turn y'all into nigger pie? So you say it's... But Martin was still pissed.
Bro, Eddie snuck in a little joke in that scene. It was about a recipe or something. He was like, why would she know that? You ask her a question. He snuck it in on the cool. And Eddie's looking around. He's like, I don't think we can. No, man, I'm hungry, man.
I didn't know y'all was that serious about your pies now.
Oh,
that
my.
Movie is so good, dog.
And we only talk about Eddie and Martin.
Yeah.
The ensemble, when they get to the jail.
Oh, my God, dog.
They had every great black comedian, all, but they had... Joe Torre.
Yep. Guy Torre.
I'm sorry. Guy Torre.
Anderson. Anderson.
And he baby Anthony.
Baby Anthony.
They had
Bernie Mac.
They had Miguel Nunez Jr. Man, Bernie Mac as Jangle Leg.
Oh, man.
How long did we do that? Out of Pappy. We said
Pappy.
That for years.
Out of Pappy. And it was like. The scene that's perfection to me as far as a comedic ensemble. One scene is fire when, you know, Eddie Murphy is reading the letter to one of the inmates. And who else want to be reading? Nah. But the scene that's perfection is when everybody's revealing what everybody did to get put in jail.
Yeah.
And it's going back and forth. Yeah. It's just like, you the one made a jacket out of him. I'm the one in that. Well, which one of you niggas killed Santa Claus? Well, it wasn't Santa Claus. He was just wearing the suit and ringing the bell. It was just like, boom, 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 boom.
Like
he was just ringing the bell. So it was just perfection from a comedic man, dog.
And one of my favorite just feel good scenes, and Martin ruins it, is the Ray's boom God. Boom room.
When they think about that boom boom room,
they was like, in heaven, Tom.
They was just like, tell me about that boom boom room again. Oh man, you know what I'm saying? You gonna have gambling there? Oh, you know, just for you. I made that steak just for you, Cookie. And then Martin shows up, like, hey boy, go get us some more.
Yardbird, boy. Martin, like, man, shut up. Anybody trying to hear all that? Man, you shut up, man. We talking about the boom boom room.
Oh, man.
Dog, it was so good. The story is good, but the just funny-wise, I say this all the time. When Can't Get Right, they got him to play baseball.
Yeah.
And the white dude took the drink. He's like, he walked off smooth with my drink, didn't he?
He did.
He walked off smooth.
He noticed it. He was like, he walked off smooth with my drink, didn't he? Man.
We was trying to all get out of jail. Like, I could only really get him. You know what I'm saying? Ah, dog. So good. All right. So you're up.
Okay.
Number four.
I'm putting in... I'm putting House Party in there.
Okay.
I'm putting House Party
on
in
Comedy Alone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
House Party. I watch that now, still laugh.
You talking about the one with
the original Kid and Play?
Not the one that just came out.
Robin? Hell no.
Oh, I didn't know. I just want to make sure.
Hell, absolutely no. 1990, Kid and Play. Okay. Robin Harris, John Witherspoon, George Clinton, Full Force. You'll kick your fucking ass.
35 years old.
House Party for show.
Robin Harris, man.
When he got to the party and started roasting them up in that party, I should have known you was here. I seen you dripping from the driveway. Hey, well, I had no problem finding you. Follow the drip. That was A.J. Johnson he was roasting.
Was it?
Yeah, the curl. That was A.J. Johnson.
Oh.
House
I
Party.
I love that movie, man. Perfect. That whole movie is, he just wants to sneak out and go to a party.
He just wants to go to a party. He got in trouble for fighting in school. It wasn't his fault. The bullies was on him. The bullies are still on him all throughout.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know why these old-ass niggas is in high school, first of all. I don't know what they doing.
35 years old playing football for the University of Miami, and they're supposed to be 16, 17?
Man.
And we was just like, all right.
Yeah, sure.
But only thing worse than that is the people in Greece.
Oh, yeah, Greece, they were...
I said, this woman is 48 years old. Nobody's young but Rizzo, I believe.
Rizzo.
Oh, my God.
All up in the high
school. She's a lunch lady.
Like, what is happening here?
You're dropping out, ma'am. 48 years old. Black don't crack. That white woman was, were 48.
She was old.
House Party.
House Party.
No, nothing for me. I'm going to throw this in. I don't know how you feel.
Okay.
But for me, this was... my favorite movie for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Little parody film called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Oh, yes. Welcome.
I love.
Welcome.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Yes. Yes.
That movie.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
There's so many funny things.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock's one order of ribs.
Mm-hmm.
That scene is so long.
Yeah.
It's so short. Because he's like, how do you do one order of ribs? Oh, yeah. The way his face was.
Yeah, you want one rib?
Show him hungry. How much for a soda?
$1.
You just pour a little in my hand.
Pour it in my hand? Pour it in my hand for a dime. If you don't get your ass about
it. That man pulled out, when he pulled out the wad
of money. The wad of money?
Oh, God. I thought that was comedy personified.
That was my intro to Chris Rock.
Me too. You got changed for 100?
Even though he was in Beverly Hills Cop 2 as a valet, I didn't remember him from that. Mm-mm. But I remember him, and I'm going to get you something.
He stole the show.
Because the faces he was making and while he was talking, man, it was so funny to me.
One rib. Because Hammer and Slammer, they had no customers.
Nah,
so you know
nobody.
You're pissed off.
Yeah.
You want one slice of a...
What's always funny about that scene, though, they give him a big-ass bag or something.
They do.
He leaves there with a big-ass bag of food. Like, what did he put in that bag? He left with a big-ass bag.
Dog, the scene where Keenan Ivory Wayans is with the light-skinned girl and nothing is real.
Yeah.
He's like, my eyes aren't really green. And when like, she okay. took the butt off.
She took her booty off. Titties was off. Once she took that leg off.
And she had the
leg popped loose, though.
Oh, like. And the sound effects they had. It was like, when the butt hit the ground, it was like, ping. Tony.
Well, the way he kicked off the wig when she threw it on him. He, was like, ah! He kicked the wig off like it was a creature. Like, ha! Ha!
And she had that little piece of hair with the little, barrette.
The little curl.
Dog.
And she was hopping over to him.
Tone. I used to watch that at my Aunt Sadie's house every single day, man. When Jim Brown's toe got big.
Oh, it was pulsating. You better not step on my bunny. The last shot of it looked like it was about to detonate. It was like,
I was dying. And Damon Wayans, him and Kadeem Harrison.
Oh, my God.
As
those
the little henchman, when the girl gets her period, which was the first time I ever heard of that. So it, like, scarred me a little.
Crabs. And he started screaming high pitch.
I wasn't screaming. I was whistling.
I was whistling. Those two as the thugs was mad funny to me, dog. He was like, man, what you doing, man? You always. And then they get, take the stairs. That time when Bernie Casey was coming down the rope with the dynamite and it blew up before he got to his death. That was a plot twist I did not see coming. He was rappelling down there, the music going, and then bam!
You just don't expect that to happen.
Yo, he blew up.
Oh, my God, man.
I'm going to get you suckers fired.
I love that movie. The underrated scene is the black dude, the super black dude with the white girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And the kid is the poor white thrash. Let's do it. They had bean soda. He's like, but sir, I can't do it right now.
You like, yes. Yes, well. It was like, we went in there with guns, came out with jobs.
Oh,
Clarence Williams
God.
III, dog.
Tone, yes.
Yes, well. You see.
I wanted to make parody movies forever because I just thought I'm gonna get you sucker. And I never. The funny thing about that movie is, I didn't grow up watching blaxploitation films.
Okay.
So I didn't even know they were parodying a genre.
Shaft and all that.
Never saw them.
Because it's funny on its own steam.
I found that out later.
Yeah.
In a documentary because I was born in '83. Them movies were like '70s right. Dolomite. That was a very important part of our right. culture. But I didn't watch any of those.
Right.
I just thought that was, I didn't know none of the tropes. I was just like, man.
Everybody got to have their own theme music. It was just, it was perfect, dog. That
man.
Movie made me laugh so hard when I first saw it.
Dog, I love it. I want the Wayans to get, they deserve a documentary.
For sure.
For their contributions to
100%.
Black comedy period, but especially black
it
comedy.
It would be a fire documentary because they're so deep in the comedy streets from working with Eddie Murphy and Raw and all this other stuff and then coming through with I'm Gonna Get You Sucker to the Living Color to the post that. It's so thick.
Just, I want to make it.
So thick.
I don't know how to make documentaries, though.
Yeah.
And I feel like all the comics would, no one would turn you down.
Yeah.
If you got an email like, hey, we're doing a documentary on the Wayans family.
You should make this.
Wow, but I don't know how to make documentaries.
We can find out.
There's a certain, like, it's a skill.
We know enough people to where we can get this documentary made.
We probably do. And I want to do it while they're alive.
Yeah, we got to do it now.
Because Kenan's like 67.
He's in the 60s for sure. He looks great, though.
He looks fantastic.
I feel like he's going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, me too. Their family was living long. But Damon, Martin, like I was watching, Mo' Money?
Yeah.
I was watching that early. Mm-hmm. I don't remember not knowing them.
92. That was 92, Mo' Money.
Yeah, it was 9.
Damn.
I was all in on the Wayans from jump.
I couldn't get enough.
I thought it was so funny when Martin put his leg up and he had a watch on his leg. I said, it's man.
Like, how does he get his leg up like
who
this?
Who are they? He was like 19.
Yeah, he was young.
He was a baby when he was
putting fresh in the game.
All right, you're up. Number six.
In that same vein, we still in the Keenan Ivory, because he helped write this as well, Hollywood Shuffle.
I love it. I feel like this movie doesn't get talked about
it
enough.
It doesn't. Hollywood Shuffle is pound for pound one of the funniest movies breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so relevant even to this day.
Even to this day.
When you're in the Hollywood shuffle, you like, yo, this is dead on. And so now, you know, back then it was like pimps and drug dealers. Yep. Now it'd be like wearing a dress. So
yeah,
that would
for
be
sure.
the So but Hollywood Shuffle makes so many points, but it's so funny, dog.
So funny, man.
From top to bottom, the slavery sketches and the sneaking in the movies and all that and the Cookie Head Jenkins, the murder mystery. So funny, top to bottom, with a great message, a great story, independent filmmaking at its finest. Hollywood Shuffle is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Why we don't?
You got John Witherspoon in there. You got Keenan Ivory Wayans in there. You got Robert Townsend doing his thing. Damon Wayans is in there.
Yeah.
So you just see all of this
just
building and bubbling.
And he was saying that it was like born out of his experience.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Right.
He was like, I'm auditioning. I'm getting this stuff, either not getting the roles or getting them, and they're like
right.
this. And he was like, "Man, I'm gonna make this movie.
I'm gonna make this movie."
And the fact that it could play updated right now, you could make that movie.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, okay. Now here's where it's gonna get tough.
Mm-hmm. It's hard coming up. Is something?
I think.
Oh,
it's just,
snap! It's been playing the whole
time. Yeah, the whole time. I'm trying to. So let me ask: does Major Payne count as a black comedy?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't consider it a black movie.
Why though? What makes a black movie a black movie?
The cast is predominantly black.
Which
Major Payne is?
The only is the main white dude and like two, maybe three cadets are not black. Because there was a main, the older one. I can't think of his character name. He was the main one. There was another one. I think there was only two white kids in there. Bam Bam Bigelow's in there, but he's a cameo.
I mean, if you say it's a black movie, I won't be disgruntled, but it doesn't feel like a black movie.
Because
It doesn't. And it just happens to have a black lead.
I don't know, Tom.
I don't know either.
There's way more white people than I thought. There's all kind of white kids in there.
Oh, okay.
It's like five of them.
Okay.
So we can't have it?
I don't consider it a black film. All
right.
But I could be mistaken. You know, I could be mistaken.
I don't know how
Because I asked my viewers about Major Payne before, and they said they didn't really consider that a black movie.
It does fit the type of movie that was coming out during that time.
For sure.
You know 100%. What I'm saying? Like Little Giants. It was
that
like
was 95.
In that. They
that
made
was
a lot of movies.
Band.
But also, they just stopped making those movies.
They did.
I think it's, I blame Toy Story. This is my.
Oh, because Toy Story came out. And
after
like,
Toy Story.
We make the cartoons like
they
this.
They just was like, and I don't know why, because animated is way more fun. But we had from the Goonies to Little Giants and all those kind of kids movies, they just were like, all right, we don't do that
anymore.
We're
done with the kids and the adults, unless the kids going to be cussing fire.
Exactly. Okay, let me think, because that was going to be one of mine. I'm going to put it off to the side for my personal list. I really enjoy Don't Be a Menace.
Oh, okay. I'm with this.
I love Don't Be a Menace.
I'm with it.
I did grow up watching those movies.
Yeah.
So I had seen Boys in the Hood, The One with Kane, New Jack City. New Jack Society. I saw all those.
So you knew what they were spoofing.
So now I'm like, okay.
You're getting every joke now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And Marlon and Sean they made a lot of funny movies to me, which makes me wonder, is White Chicks a black movie?
No.
But Don't Be a Menace is.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? It's the same people.
Because Don't Be a Menace is specifically targeting black movies.
Okay.
And it is a black movie targeting black movies, ultra black.
Okay. Okay. Well, Don't Be a Menace, I thought had... it was just... I can't
There's
even...
so many laughs in this movie.
It's just... Marlon's face, his hair, Loke Dog.
Yeah.
His hair, when he had the missile, do we have a problem? I mean, it's just...
and the ensemble is great, man. Daryl Heath as Ice Pick,
yeah,
or Toothpick. Chris Spencer as the super woke dude that likes white women.
Can you tap that white girl right there?
I love the way his son's called on the crack of a man. Like, bro. Oh,
man. Y'all ain't never looked at nobody in the shop.
Just me. He's in Black Dynamite.
Daryl Heath.
Is he the militant?
Yes.
The militant's walking startled.
The militant's walking startled. That's him.
That's him.
Daryl Heath. He was on Def Jam. Hilarious.
Dang.
Bernie Mac, another scene steal for him. Is that the racist cop?
It's great.
I hate Whoopi Goldberg's lips. I hate the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck. No! Why he do the extra no? It's so funny, dog. When they go to the hospital and they're going to be waiting long. Right. So the dude was on fire, standing in line, just these little messages within.
Message? Keenan Ivory, he says that.
Yep.
All right.
That's a good pick.
Don't be menace. Okay, you got number 8.
I'm going to go with Harlem Nights. Got to put it in there.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, you saw it late in life. You just saw it like last year.
It was not last
ago.
Year. It was 2 years ago. 2015.
No, it was not.
I lived in my Reseda house back then.
It wasn't 2015.
Okay, maybe like 17.
It was probably
maybe
19,
even 18.
It was probably 1920.
It wasn't 20.
You just saw Harlem Nights fairly recently.
It was probably 19.
Yeah. But I got to put that in there.
You have to.
It's ultra black. Eddie Murphy directed it.
Did he?
Yeah. He directed Harlem Nights.
I didn't know that. Mm. Most black comedians of our class, and they've been saying this my whole comedy career, we got to get our own Harlem Nights going.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, like, I don't know that you could get the Richard Pryor and the Eddie Murphy, like those people. That's actually one of the things we have. And the Red Fox. Like, they had everybody.
Yeah.
The legends of the day and the people who was, like, rising. But that movie is.
We could do that today.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they'll come together?
So who we got the biggest people? We got Kevin Hart. We got Dave Chappelle. We got but they kind of beefing.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on. I think we have that as a topic. We got it on the next episode.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll talk about it.
We'll get it.
But Harlem Nights, as a black film, got the legendary comedians in there.
Absolutely. Della Reese.
Della Reese
fighting Eddie Murphy.
Stealing scenes like a mug.
Even the orange juice.
Yeah. She's swallowing this.
Oh, my God. Pissed off. But the scene where where Arsenio Hall and the dude are shooting at Eddie Murphy. Yeah. And Arsenio Hall is crying.
Mm-hmm.
Tone.
Him, Miguel Nunez Jr.,
Miguel Nunez Jr.
And the dude with the pistol.
Tone.
Who they say is AJ Johnson's brother, I heard.
Really?
That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is.
The way Arsenio was like, quit!
Yeah.
He was so dramatic.
He was mad. Dramatic. The crying man.
Pow. Don't do it again.
You stop shooting that little ass shit. Oh, quick.
Me and Melissa rewound that so many times. Quick, I'm gonna kill you. And then that nigga Eddie Murphy shoot. Bow, bow, bow,
bow. Bow. And they all gone.
I'm gonna kill you, quick.
All gone.
You shot my brother. I ain't nobody shot your brother. Yeah, you did, quick.
They shot the passenger in the head on accident in the car before they even got to the.
It got mad.
Oh, sorry, Junior. I'm sorry, Junior. They shot Junior in the head on the way. Junior was chilling. Imagine you in the front seat. Yeah, we gonna get this cat. Pap. That was your last thought. You're like, yeah, man, we gonna get quick. Pap.
It just goes dark.
He just goes dark.
You wake up in hell like,
you
what?
You was ready. You was down. You
who
were like,
killed me?
Ooh, we gonna get quick. That's your last thought.
Pap. You don't even hear them say, I'm sorry,
he
Junior.
He was still in the car when they were still shooting it quick. He was. Junior was in the car dead.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, number 9. I'm probably stealing this from you.
Uh-huh.
Black Dynamite.
Yes, put it in there. Because I was going to put it in there.
Tone.
If you didn't.
This is another movie I saw late. I don't know. This came out, what, 06, you said?
08, 09.
Okay. So I don't think Black Dynamite came out in Tacoma. I don't think it was a nationwide release.
Yeah.
And movies are nationwide releases, they don't go out. They didn't come out in Tacoma.
It was limited. It was limited.
Yeah.
Release.
So LA's always gonna get it.
Yeah.
If it's limited release, it's always gonna come out in LA. Mm-hmm. So I remember Tony and Tahir was always quoting specifically, but the Black Dynamite, I sell drugs in the community. Tone. Me and my I didn't realize how hard R it was.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Melissa watched with the boys.
2009.
Tone, we had a blast that night. They're so when they was fighting and he smacked that dude, he said, "Hey,
hey, man!" Hard cut to a different actor because he was like, "Who? Hey, man!" Cut
because we didn't realize what kind of movie it was.
Yeah.
So we was like, hold on. That was the moment we're like, "Oh, this is a different movie, dog."
Yeah, man.
So, Tommy Davidson, when they ordered the food.
Cream corn. Bitch, do you see us? I want long sausage, split in half, smush fry, and one waffle. You know what else? I hate trying to get some service around this motherfucker. Bitch, do you see us?
Do you see us?
That whole conversation when they was trying to piece together the whole thing and the old lady was chiming in with the answer, they was like, all right, man, watch out.
Man, I was crazy.
Now, is the God of War? Ares. All right.
That's the scene, the Euphoria scene.
Oh, man. Because he was like, I'm a shake the tree from the roots and rake up the fruits. Because Black Dynamite's gonna make it all right. Euphoria, I already know that you ain't even got the look. Should have left you with coat hanger Pete.
Oh my God, man, shut the hell up, Euphoria. Tall.
She faded back into the. Because she came back and Black Dynamite's gonna make it all right.
Michael Jai White was so mad.
He was pissed.
Man, I already knew it.
I ain't even got the look. That time he rolled up on the militants and they were just like, the militants walk in stuck. He like, yeah, because y'all survival skills ain't worth a damn. That movie is so funny, dog.
Oh, man.
When he kicked that dude through the wall, the dude was in there with his TV dinner just sitting there eating. Come on.
But I also love it because my kids thought it was funny, too.
Oh, man.
So I was like, you know, the boys are tougher. They're a tough crowd right
now. Yeah.
But Black Dynamite, man, Melissa was mad at me because there was some titties in there.
There was some titties in there. Big ones, too.
I was like, she was like, fast forward it. And I was like.
It was too late. You couldn't find the button.
No, I seen it. I just was like. I feel like it'll be over soon.
It was quick.
The remote was right there. Yeah. There's not going to be titties forever.
Yeah,
I was just like. Nah, it's already there.
That's when you check the back of the remote for no reason. You open it up. Let me make sure the batteries are in here first. Oh, yeah, they in here.
Let me just take them out real quick. Because sometimes you got to pop them back
pop
in.
Them back
they
in. Sometimes you got to reverse it, and then you put the prong on the negative and the negative on the positive, and then you shake that up, and then you make sure that back is in place. And then that's when you turn the channel. Oh, yeah. Black Dynamite is.
Oh, my God. 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're up, Tone. This is the last one.
The final pick.
The final countdown.
So we got Coming to America. We got Life. We got Hollywood Shuffle. We got Don't Be a Menace. We got I'm Go Get You, Sucker.
House Party.
Harlem
Nights and Black Dynamite. And you said Major Pain's out.
Yeah. Even if it was a black movie, I don't know if that would be
I just really
top 10. Man, this is tough.
You got Boomerang. You got Nutty Professor. Y'all listen more. Nutty Professor, the first one, is really great. Baby's Kids.
Uptown,
I love Baby's
Saturday
Kids. Uptown Saturday Night.
I love Uptown Saturday Night.
Last Dragon is a comedy? Straight up? I wouldn't consider it tripping. Okay,
tripping. Y'all just name it.
Okay,
stuff, man.
Undercover Brother. Come on, y'all. Woo.
Y'all just naming it. Rush Hour. I don't consider
Rush
a black
Hour,
movie.
Nah. That's definitely a crossover. Soul Man was very funny though.
Norman. You know what? I hate to just. It's a lot of Eddie Murphy in here, but he is who he is.
I
got to put Boomerang in there.
I will say I'm okay with Boomerang.
Boomerang is one of the ultimate romantic comedies of all time. Absolutely. I gotta put Boomerang.
Marcus.
In there. Yeah. It's just so, good, so well cast. So many dope characters throughout it.
Yeah.
It's just a good ass, well done movie.
1,000%. No argument. And everybody was beautiful.
Everybody was fantastic.
It represented black people.
Yeah.
Great. Funny. They're all great. Martin.
Martin was killing in that, dog.
Martin, man.
He was killing in that joint.
Martin.
Him and David Alan Grier were a great contrast.
Yes.
The women were fire. It was just Grace Jones and Eartha Kitt stealing scenes.
Oh, my God. Eartha Kitt is great.
It was just.
Honorable mention, Low Down Dirty Shame.
Low Down Dirty Shame is great.
Yeah, it's good.
I couldn't put it above Boomerang or anything else on that list, but Low Down Dirty Shame is fire.
I love the First Nutty Professor. Honorable mention. First Nutty Professor is great. Eddie Murphy playing multiple characters at once. That dinner scene with the farting and the.
Come on, man.
Just.
This whole list damn sure could have been Eddie Murphy.
Absolutely. That's what he did. What was Jamie Foxx and Tommy Davidson?
Booty Call
is
funny.
It's a personal favorite.
I recently rewatched that, and it's still funny.
You know, if you're getting steak and lobster, I'm going deep sea dive. I didn't know what that meant at the time, but I found out.
Yeah, that movie's funny.
Yeah, that's good. All right, I feel strongly about that.
I'm not mad at this list.
I'm good with this list. I feel like that can stand the test of time.
For sure, and it crosses over. Other people that I talk to that aren't black, they love Black Dynamite as well.
Oh, yeah. When we went to see Outlaw Johnny Black, the theater was all kind of people.
Yeah.
And a good amount of the questions was about Black Dynamite.
Yeah.
Like, this is cool, Outlaw Johnny Black. Listen, when you did Black Dynamite,
right?
What you was thinking when you did this? He was just kind of like, well, you know what I'm saying? We kind of talk about the Outlaw. I understand that.
Yeah, I understand really enjoy that.
But what about Black Dynamite?
Black Help Dynamite.
All right. Before we go, Mount Rushmore. Of desserts.
Oh.
And this is your personal Mount Rushmore.
Personal, okay.
Because I don't want to hear it from me. I don't care what y'all say. Okay? If you only get
pumpkin
to eat four desserts,
gonna
pumpkin
yours,
pie
huh?
gonna be on there. Your blacks, it's gonna be on there because I like it. If you only got to eat four desserts for the rest of your life, what do you choose? I don't want Tony over here on mine. All right, we're gonna go one by one.
One by one, okay.
And pumpkin pie is not my first one.
But it's going to be on there.
It's going to be on there.
All right.
My first one is pound cake.
Okay.
And you can choose the same.
Yeah.
It's not like if I take it, you ain't.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I love pound cake. I love with the icing. Melissa makes a drunken strawberry pound cake with strawberries soaked in Moscato overnight.
Oh, damn.
I said, listen, you preparing for the next day. I said, she started making during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
She going crazy. She was baking like all type of stuff.
Yeah.
But the drunken strawberry Moscato with the top. And I love the crispy edges on the part of the pound cake that stick to the plate.
Yeah.
You just be like, scream, scream.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon pound cake.
Pound 7
Up cake.
Time.
My grandma makes a good pound cake. Melissa makes a great pound cake. Shout out to my grandma. I don't know if Melissa ever be able to beat her in some stuff.
Yeah.
Her pound cake better than Ruthie's. Respect Ruthie.
Oh, love snap. She's watching this.
Yeah, Ruthie, you know.
Yeah.
You had both. Pound cake is number one.
Pound cake is a good time.
It's a great time.
Pound cake is a good time.
Hardly anybody don't like pound cake.
Yeah.
It's like when Eddie Murphy said, who don't like parfait, man?
Because the name is so nondescript. It just sounds like blue collar. I just work 8 hours a day. I go home. I shut my mouth. I don't go out. That's pound cake. You know, pound cake is just
pound
like,
cake
hey,
work
man,
at the
I
mill.
Just, I work at the mill.
You know, pound cake was on the line when General Motors went down. He was on the strike.
My daddy worked down at that mill, so I just did the same. This is what we did as men.
That's
pound
what
cake.
We was the heart.
Pound cake
America.
Got on construction boots. Not even Timberlands. They just
that's
construction.
The hard lunch.
Yes.
Pound cake built the skyscrapers with no
Absolutely.
Stuff. They were sitting on the beam.
Absolutely.
Like, pound cake, what you doing up here?
That picture and them men on this beam in black and white. They had pound cake in the lunch pails.
Sure.
100%.
It's aluminum foil and for sure risking their life to build the Empire State Building.
Absolutely.
Pound cake on my break.
Pound cake, okay.
All right.
For me, in my Mount Rushmore, pudding. Banana pudding is in there.
That's why I'm glad we don't have to choose the same.
Here's where I get controversial, though.
You don't want no bananas in there.
I don't need the vanilla wafers in there.
Oh!
I don't need the vanilla wafers in there.
Oh,
I like it as a crumb topping, but a whole wafer is too much. Whole wafers are too much.
This is a lot for me.
Yeah, because I already We already got pudding. We already got bananas. We already got cream. Now we need whole wafers as
How
well?
How you gonna decorate the outside? You need some structure.
Crumbs. You can
so
crumb
okay
up the
crumb?
Wafer. I'm fine with the crumb wafers. Just the whole wafer?
What else is vanilla wafers going to be if they're not for banana pudding? People don't really just
That's
be like.
That's none of my business.
That's what they know what it is. They in the game to be in banana pudding.
That's none of my
That's
business.
That's crazy. I've heard no bananas.
How you going to have no bananas in the banana pudding?
I don't like bananas.
Banana is literally in the title.
I don't care. My sister-in-law, Tammy, she makes a banana pudding, no bananas, with Chessmen instead of vanilla wafers. Very light on the pudding. I can eat it.
The
traditional black banana pudding
with no bananas. That's like getting the Usher album and he ain't on it. Let me get the Usher album with no Usher. So you just want instrument? You just want instruments.
Features. Feature Justin Bieber on one.
It's literally
wow.
in the title.
Let me get the
banana pudding with no bananas.
Hate them. Vanilla wafers.
Let me get macaroni and cheese with no macaroni and no cheese. What we doing? What we doing here? It's banana pudding.
I don't like it.
Wafers ain't in the title.
But wafers is key.
Wafers mooched off of banana pudding.
Absolutely.
Like, yo, this is what we could do for ourselves.
This
will make us more popular.
The marketing team at Vanilla
Wafers. The
wafers
need
like,
the banana pudding. The banana pudding does not need the wafers.
I disagree. And I don't even like bananas. I don't like banana pudding. The banana be turning brown.
Well, you got to get in there and get out, man.
God.
I like brown bananas.
That's
when you get to the nitty gritty.
Nah, they're all good.
I get what you're saying. Once you see a dark banana, that's when you just be
I'm
like, oh,
out.
Man,
it's like
out.
An avocado. It's been left out.
Yeah, avocado.
Even if the taste doesn't
man.
Change, mentally, it is diseased now.
Watch out, man.
Bananas actually do taste. The soft ones, the mushy,
yeah.
It's just a disc. That's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know this story. Went to Las Vegas for the first time. I was hungry. My grandma didn't want to go eat downstairs. Mm-hmm. I was like, can I have something to eat? She was like, here's a banana. And the banana was like, it was, bro, the biggest soft spot. She opened it, and it had like a deep, gushy part. She was like, and eat the whole thing. I was like, I'm not hungry anymore. Yeah, you was hungry now. Eat it.
Eat
she
it.
Made me eat that whole banana. And that was the last
And you going to hush.
And I was just like, I don't want to even. Why are you punishing me for being hungry? We've been in the car for 7 hours.
So you got the vendetta just because of this one moment.
No, because that's gross. That taste is gross. And it goes in my mind.
Was it? How brown was the banana?
Tone, it was like, come on. You proving a point, Grandma.
It was the color of your shirt?
It was my shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's
I felt like it was just at the hotel on the back of a TV hot. Eat this that's been at Circus for a month.
Damn. I like my bananas with freckles on them, but that's just...
That was like, come on, man.
That's a straight black
Fruit
person.
Flies was like, man, I was plotting on that. All right, second for me.
Y'all are disgusting, by the way. Talking about bananas are disgusting. Y'all disgusting. Oh, yeah.
My second is peach cobbler.
Okay.
My grandma makes a great peach cobbler. A lot of black women do. Best part is the corner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no health benefits of peach cobbler.
Absolutely not.
It's funny because Melissa does not like peach cobbler. Melissa has anti-hot fruit.
But she don't eat food. So
she eats food,
really means
Tone.
Nothing.
She'd be so mad at me when I agree with you for that.
She don't be eating.
She said, you never said that before, Tony Baker. I said that all the time. Nobody else was with me. If you didn't go on that tour, Tony, you were the only one that called her out.
Yeah.
She never ate her food.
See?
But
mad
I
food
why
waste.
You agree with him. Like, you see the plate.
I've seen her personally waste. So much food, personally. I know the truth.
She says she get tired of chewing. She's like, I just...
See? I wish I would get tired of chewing. I get tired of chewing gum. That's it. Food? Never that.
But peach cobbler is great. I love the corner. Crispy edges on the thing. Mm. But the one thing, peach cobbler, if it's not done right, a doughy crust,
oh, yeah.
I'd be like, I'm
takes
out.
You out of it.
I'm out. If I get a big glob...
Yeah.
I'd be like, all
right. Like you had a spoonful of raw Duncan Hines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be out. All right, you're up, number two.
I'm going to go with cheesecake.
Oh, man, Tony.
Cheesecake is fire, dog.
Oh.
Cheesecake and whatever was in every texture you wanted to be, cheesecake is fire, dog.
I could never eat cheesecake.
If you
want to
do the thick or the creamy, whatever, whenever, however, turn Maxwell on. Siri, play Maxwell whenever, whatever, whatever. man, cheesecake is phenomenal in all of its splendor.
I do prefer the Junior's type of like the light. Thick. No, like the light.
Oh, the light, okay.
They had like a light version. The New York thick.
Yeah, I want all of it.
Granularly cheesecake.
I take my cheesecake with a thick ass booty, or it could be flat, creamy cheeks. Whatever you want. Whatever it is.
Thick booty cheesecake.
Cheesecake is phenomenal, bro. The fact that I don't be eating cheesecake on the regular is phenomenal.
You can have it.
Yes.
All right. My next one is pineapple upside down cake. I don't want to talk about Tahir. Let's just leave it alone. That story should tell you everything you need to know about me and pineapple upside down cake. I love it. I love the pineapple with the little maraschino cherry, the crumbly top.
Yeah.
It's great. Mm. Yes, I ate the top of Tahir's cake. It was not that big. It was like a saucer, man. Tahir is just be exaggerating on the bigness of the cake. It's a great story to tell. He be lying.
Yeah, Tahir be lying.
And he be over exaggerating.
Yeah.
But Quinn made one time. Mm. I don't even remember why. I think she made it to give it to Tahir. But it was great.
Yeah.
I ate that too.
Pineapple upside down,
undefeated.
Hmm. Now, are cookies allowed in this?
Absolutely. Cookies are for sure a dessert.
So cookies is in this.
You can. Chocolate chip cookies. You say what?
I like boneless.
We was arguing about that. Whoever we was with could not understand what you were saying.
Yeah.
They was like, that's not a chocolate chip cookie. You can't have it. They're like, you can.
Yes, you can.
But you got to add that to it.
Because a lot of people immediately think, there's no chips, it's a sugar cookie. No, that's not what I want. No. Sugar cookies are light in color. No, I want the dark chocolate chip cookie with no chips.
What happened there?
It's just sometimes the chocolate is just too much.
Rich wise or too much chocolate?
Rich, and some people just overdo it with the chips. So it's just like, man, it's too many
chips.
So could
you go light chips or you rather no chips?
I just a hint of the chips.
People love the gooey pull apart.
Yeah, I don't need you overdoing it with the chips. You know how the Chips Ahoy would make the extra chips. I'm like, man, look out.
It's too much. Relax. Too much chips. I get you.
I don't want no solo chip album. I want chocolate chips. The chips are the feature. The cookie itself is the main.
It's not chips, chocolate cookie.
Right. It's chocolate chip cookie.
Man, you're supposed to be spliff.
Chill.
The Busta Rhymes is the cookie.
We don't want no spliff solo.
I don't want spliff as a whole album. He's great where he's at. He's picking his spot.
I don't want no Flavor Flav solo.
Nah, man.
Put him within the Public Enemy cookie, and then we end on this.
There you go.
So I'm gonna put cookies on my Mount Rushmore.
You can have cookies.
Just cookies. That's an assortment.
That's for sure a dessert.
It's an assortment. The lemon cookies, the peanut butter cookies, the chocolate chip. Oatmeal raisin? Oatmeal raisin, 100%.
There we go, man.
Soft.
Oatmeal raisin.
The soft cookies is that's my list.
Yes.
Soft don't come cookies. In here with the hard cookies now. I'm taking them off the mountain.
You don't want Famous Amos?
I don't want my cookies the same texture as the real Mount Rushmore. I need soft. Cookies got to be soft and warm.
There's no better smell than a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie.
God,
that is bacon, coffee, coochie, and...
Coochie?
Coochie got a great smell. It's not fresh. However it come.
I don't think Kev has experienced enough of an assortment of coochies.
Maybe I just had one great coochie smell.
Maybe
I have one great coochie. Good smell.
I can't give coochie having a good smell just across the board. Because I've encountered some
Sour Patch Kids?
Yes, I've encountered some coochies that were just not hidden.
I haven't.
Yeah, so
by the grace of God,
that's
I picked me a great coochie. That coochie, like, I'm gonna show my coochie, give a triple double every time.
Stay with this coochie,
we'll get 15 rebounds, outlet pass,
yeah,
makes the right play.
Yes.
My coochie hits the free throw,
yes,
great locker room,
that's ideal,
good in the media,
yes,
goes to the children's hospital, franchise coochie,
yeah,
this coochie's like kissing babies,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
got a great rep.
So, I think it's fantastic, but chocolate chip cookies in my high school at Lakes. Obviously, I didn't have that much money at the time, but they used to sell 3 cookies for $1, and they never baked the chocolate chip cookies all the way. They would like pull them out and then let them like finish on the tray. Tong.
Man,
it's just $1 gave you 3 cookies. It's the best smell. Chocolate chip cookies are, you be like, you know, this like popcorn and chocolate chip cookies are two things you don't have to be in the mood for. But if you smell them freshly done, you're like, you know what? I can't resist. Like when we be on the road, we walk by like a crumble or what's the other one that's not
Insomnia.
Crumble? Insomnia. Tone be every fighting
time.
Demons.
Every
I'm
time.
Fighting demons.
Every time.
Yeah, Disneyland smells, they have that chocolate chip cookie smell too. Cookies are good.
One of my many weaknesses in life.
All right, my final one is pumpkin pie.
I knew pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is going to be on there. I'm not living
you
my
sure
life.
You sure it's top 4 though for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what. No whipped cream. It's my whole October through the end of the year. Mm-hmm. If I couldn't have pumpkin pie, I would be delirious.
Yeah.
Because the rest of my desserts are year-round desserts. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating pumpkin pie until October 1st.
Yeah.
But it's part of the changing of the seasons. It's like eggnog, Christmas time. Like, outside of that season, it's weird.
Yeah.
But in the season, I like it. It's not too sweet.
Pumpkin pie is a good time.
My thing about the blacks, most of them haven't even had it.
Yeah.
If you're being honest, sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie are not that far off.
No.
Sweet potato
pie. I thought they were the same thing growing up.
Sweet potato pie is usually just a really sweet, sweet, sweet tasting pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
They're not that off. He'll be, pumpkin, patooey. It's not bad.
Patooey.
Have you tasted it? No, I'm just saying.
I hate it when people judge stuff with no experience. That's one of my pet peeves. Like, did you watch it? No.
Man.
What are we talking about?
It's not that different. Yeah,
it's not. I thought they were the same thing for years.
A lot of people did.
I was like, wait, there's a difference?
Yeah. And sweet potato pie be having the strings in it.
They do
I
be having strings
like
in
that.
There.
They do Take be having the time strings and clean it if you're going to make me. My grandma Bella Mae did it. Well, your grandma left the strings in it.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing this.
The strings are gross.
It's gross.
Yeah.
But I do like sweet potato pie.
I love sweet potato pie.
Shut the hell up. I like it. I'm like pumpkin pie.
I love sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie is better than pumpkin to me. But I feel you on the pumpkin enjoyment.
All I ask is if you don't like it, that's fine.
It.
But most people I talk to, did you taste it?
No,
I just know. You don't just know.
Yeah.
You can't just know.
Yeah. I can just feel it in my spirit.
You
Look
can't,
out.
Though.
Watch out, man.
Taste both of them and
you
then
lose
tell me
the
you
credibility.
Hate you. If you love sweet potato pie, it's hard for me to believe you hate pumpkin pie.
Right.
If you hate sweet potato pie, I can see you hating.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not that far off.
Right.
They're cousins. First cousins.
I feel it.
All right, your final one, Tone.
My final one. I'm back on bananas again.
What else is there? Banana cream pie?
Banana cream
God
pie.
God dang it, Tony.
That's my lick, man.
Banana cream?
Banana cream pie,
That's
dog.
A 1930s dessert.
That's my favorite pie.
Without the bananas?
Banana cream pie.
Where are you even getting that from?
You can get it at pie places. I can go to the House of Pies right now in Hollywood. Give me a nice slice of that banana cream pie.
A banana
with
cream
the almonds
pie.
On top.
A 1925 private investigator.
Definitely.
Give me a banana
Humphrey
cream
Bogart.
Pie.
Humphrey Bogart. Hey, Toots. Toots. Let me get a slice of that banana
that
cream
pie. That
is
a dated dessert.
It is. I love it, though. That is.
Don't.
I was gonna put apple cobbler in here, but I was like, but banana cream pie is the one I'd be.
Really?
Yeah.
You go to House of Pie and they have all
I used
pies.
To go to Baker Square back in the day in Chicago. Let me get that banana cream pie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love bananas, though. And so, you know, I was going to also honorable mention homemade rice pudding almost made the cut.
Tone, you is.
Homemade, though.
That's
when you get rice pudding anywhere else, you're gambling with bullshit.
Fruits of gamble.
Rice pudding
rice
usually
pudding?
Takes a fail. But the rice pudding we grew up eating, the homemade recipe, it'll give you diabetes instantly, but it's delicious.
I think I got two probably honorable mentions, and this is your version of banana pudding. I like lemon meringue pie.
That's
Take the meringue out.
My oldest brother, that's his favorite pie.
I hate meringue.
Yeah.
But the lemon?
Yeah, the lemon
actually,
is fire. The meringue is silly.
Like a sliver of meringue. The whole.
The big thick meringue? That meringue be this thick.
Get it out. But like a little low cloud cover meringue with the lemon just to cut the sweet. Because lemon by itself, that is too sweet.
Yeah.
But the meringue by itself, the texture.
It offsets the lemon.
It does, but it's way too much.
Yeah. Lemon meringue is cool. It's like Oreo cookies for me. I can only have a couple, and then I'm like, all right.
Fair.
I'm maxed out.
Fair.
Yeah.
The crumble Apple crumble is good, too. I love me a crumble. Man.
That crumble.
Blueberry crumble, apple crumble. That'd be the best part of
like
it.
Like apple pie, I don't know. I'll be like, man, look out. But the crumble.
The apple pie, the top is more doughy.
Yeah, there's something about apple pie.
America like, doing out. Too much over apple pie. Yeah. They be gassing apple pie
it's
up.
American as apple pie. Man. Get that shit out of here, man.
Apple pie and baseball, two of the wackest things ever.
Give me the apple crumble or the apple cobbler.
Apple crumble is an infinitely better dessert than apple pie. I mean, it's 100%. It runs circles around apple. 100%. But they ain't got the marketing.
Yeah.
Apple pie's best thing is American as
they
apple
just
pie.
Love that man. Little look of the lines that's going over. You see the apples and the cherry pie, too. Get the cherry pie up out of here, man. Get out of here.
Get it out of here.
Watch out.
All right, man. This episode over with.
Yeah.
I